Well, good morning, brothers and sisters. It's so good to be with you.
早上好，弟兄姐妹，实在何等的喜乐，能够再在这里与大家相聚。
I appreciated all the greetings this morning.
非常感谢早上大家对我的问候。
And I appreciated several saints said welcome home.
那也有很多的圣徒对我说欢迎回家，我也非常的感谢大家。
And it really does feel like home.
实在对我来说，这里就像家一样。
It feels like home because we're with God's people.
之所以说这里像家，是因为我们是与神的子民在这里一起。
And I have found that as I've traveled over the years and been in many different places, I have many, many homes.
那我发现在过去的一年当中，我就去到了不同的地方，在各个地方，我跟圣徒们相聚，我也有了各个样的家。
The Lord's people are in many places.
因为主的神的子民在各地。
But this truly, truly is a blessed return home to be with you saints.
但实在这是何等的一个祝福，让我能够回到这里的家，与弟兄姐妹在一起相聚。
And my family and I appreciate your faithfulness before the Lord.
我和我的家人也特别感激大家能够在主的面前如此的忠心。
And I appreciate our brother Paul opening.
也感谢保罗弟兄刚才为我们来引诗。
It is a good name.
这实在是一个很好的名字。
A little background. About a year ago, I was at a conference and a brother that I respect, I would say almost a little bit of a mentor, had a conversation with me.
那大概在一年之前，我参加一个特会，那有一个对我来说像一个人生导师一样的弟兄，他与我之间有了这样一段交谈。
And this brother said, Brother Chip, what are you studying in the Word?
那他就问我，Chip 弟兄，你学的是什么？
And I said, I remember very clearly, I said, oh, I'm really enjoying the Psalms. I'm enjoying the quiet time that I'm having, reading a little bit in the Old Testament, reading a little bit in the New Testament.
那我就跟他说，我读圣经的时候呢，特别喜欢读旧约，特别是能够读这个诗篇的时候呢，在主的面前有这样安静的时间。
And this brother said, no, that's not what I asked. I asked, what are you studying in the Word?
那弟兄却问我说，我不是来问你这个问题，我问你是在圣经，在主的话里面，你在有什么样的学习？
And I appreciated it because it was a discipline that I had let kind of go away a little bit.
那我非常欣赏他这样一个问题，因为这个教训，这个教条好像是我已经忘掉一段时间的。
This brother that I respect was very much in favor of the devotion.
那这个弟兄他特别喜欢晨更。
Of the meditation, which is so, so, so important.
就是这样的默想，这实在是非常非常的重要。
But it was as the Holy Spirit was telling him, "Ask Chip, what are you studying?"
那圣灵好像来告诉他，问问 Chip， 他在学的到底是什么功课
？And I took that from the Lord, and I went back home to Scottsdale, and I asked the Lord, "Lord, what should I be studying in the Word?"
那我就从他那里领受了这样一个问题，回到家里我就问主，主啊，我到底应该学什么？
And in a very short time, the Lord was very clear that He wanted me to study the life of Paul.
那在很短的时间，主就对我非常清晰地说，他想让我来研究，来学习保罗的一生。
And ever since then, there have been many confirmations, even this morning, having our opening from Brother Paul.
那从那之后呢，我就得着各种各样的印证，包括今天早上保罗弟兄。如此带我们来领诗。
I share that a little bit because this morning also I'm going to share a little bit about the importance of Christian mentors.
那我之所以要这样分享，因为早上我要来分享的是关于我们在基督徒当中能够遇到一个导师的重要性。
The importance of surrounding ourselves with men and women of God.
就是我们能够与神的子女儿女在一起相聚有何等的重要。
And that was just one example in my life.
那刚刚所讲的是在我自己个人生活当中一个小小的例子。
And in obedience, my devotion and meditation and studying has only become more richer.
那就是当我能够顺服来在这里来研习来晨更来默想，那从主那里领受就变得更加的丰富。
And what the Lord has put on my heart to share today in the life of Paul is a little person in the life of this little apostle.
那主今天让我来分享的关于保罗一生当中的就是这样一个小小的一个弟兄。
And that person is John Mark.
那这个弟兄的名字就是约翰马可。
And I'd like to just take the next hour to just briefly look at how we can see Christ, the cross, and the church in the life of John Mark.
那下面的一个小时我愿意花一点时间与大家一同的来看如何在约翰马可他的一生当中来看到基督来看到十字架也看到教会
So if you would turn to me to Acts chapter 13
所以请大家与我一同把书把圣经翻到十三章使徒行传十三章
We'll just see a few verses of this little follower of Christ by the name of John Mark
我们要来看几节关于这个小小的来跟随主耶稣的约翰马可他的故事。
And as we're reading these verses, I may add a few phrases just so that you can catch up with the story. We're kind of jumping into the middle of the story of Paul's journeys.
当我读的时候，也许我会加一点点的提示，然后帮助大家能够来认识我们好像在中间来进入的这个故事当中。
Acts chapter 13, verses 4 and 5.So, being sent out by the Holy Spirit, they, which is Barnabas and Paul, went down to Seleucia, and from there they sailed to Cyprus. And when they arrived in Salamis, they preached the word of God in the synagogues of the Jews. They also had John Mark as their assistant.
他们这里讲到的就是巴拿巴和保罗既被圣灵差遣就下到西流基从那里坐船往塞浦勒路斯去到了撒拉米就在犹太人各会堂里传讲神的道也有约翰马可做他们的帮手
I put it in order that way when I mentioned Barnabas and Paul because on this journey at the very beginning Barnabas is still named before Paul
那我刚才提到这两位弟兄的时候先讲到的是巴拿巴后讲到的是保罗因为在这段旅程当中圣经提到的时候保罗巴拿巴仍在保罗的前边
It's just an amen to what our brother said Paul was learning to be tiny
那个时候就好像是保罗在学习如何的微小
Eventually he'll be named first but Paul had to start small first
那逐渐的我们会看到保罗就被提到了前边但他要学习如何来微小
And then we go to Acts 13:13, about 8 verses down.
然后我们要来读13章13节,大概8节以后。
Now when Paul and his party set sail from Paphos, they came to Perga in Pamphylia, and John Mark, departing from them, returned to Jerusalem.
保罗和他的同人从帕弗开船来到庞菲利亚的别家约翰马可就离开他们回耶路撒冷去
And now Acts 15 verses 37 to 39
我们现在要翻到15章看37到39节
And what has happened here is they're about to start their second journey John Mark has gone back to JerusalemBut Barnabas says for the second journey, Now Barnabas was determined to take with them John called Mark. But Paul insisted that they should not take with them the one who had departed from them in Pamphylia and had not gone with them to the work. Then the contention became so sharp that they parted from one another.
那这里讲到的是他们要开始第二段的旅程在此之前约翰马可已经回到了耶路撒冷那巴拉巴有意要带称呼马可的约翰同去但保罗因为马可从前在庞菲利亚离开他们不和他们同去做工就以为不可带他去于是二人起了争论甚至彼此分开巴拿巴带着马可坐船往塞浦路斯去
Now you may be saying to yourself well this is quite the character to be discussing this morning
你可能会觉得那我们今天早上要讨论的是这样一个人呀
A good beginning, he's an assistant to Paul and Barnabas
开始的时候挺好的他是保罗和巴拿巴他们的助手
Then he leaves them
然后他离开了他们
And it leads to such a great contention that Paul and Barnabas separate ways
然后就导致巴拿巴和保罗他们二人起了争论然后各自离开
Well, if you don't like spoiler alerts, plug your ears
如果你不想我来就是预示下边的这个剧情的话把耳朵堵起来
Because we do see that the story does end well
因为我们看到最后的这个故事结局是非常的美好
In 2 Timothy 4:11
提摩太后书四章十一节
In 2 Timothy 4:11 it says Paul says Only Luke is with me Get John Mark and bring him with you For he is useful to me for the ministry
这里是保罗说，独有路加在我这里，你来的时候要把约翰马可带来，因为他在传道的事上与我有益处。
Get John Mark, bring him, for he is useful to my ministry.
要把约翰马可带来，因为他在传道的事上与我有益处。
Let's pray. Lord, we have already seen the importance of becoming small.
主，我们感谢你，我们看到何等的重要，我们这个人要微小。
Lord, the way of the cross is a way of becoming small.
十字架的道路就是微小的道路。
So that Christ can be big.
好叫基督能够显大。
So that Christ can be all.
好叫基督能够成为万有。
Lord, we pray this morning that we could see how Paul, Barnabas, Peter, John Mark all became small so that Christ might be magnified.
主，我们祷告，愿早上我们借着保罗，借着彼得，借着巴拿巴，也借着约翰马可，能够看到如何我们能够变得微小。
And it's our prayer this morning that we would be willing to go to the cross, but that we would be willing to take up the cross and become small.
我们祷告早上，愿我们能够愿意背起十架来微小。
So that when people see us, they will know that we are of Christ.
所以当人看到我们的时候，能够认出我们是属基督的。
Make that a reality today in our lives.
愿今天您让这在我们的生命里边成为实际。
We ask this in Jesus' name.
我们如此祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. Well, we've introduced John Mark. I'd like to look now at some verses to give a little background to John Mark. And that's found in Acts chapter 12.
那我们刚才已经读了关于约翰马可的故事，那我现在想要就着马可他的背景再来进行更多的一些介绍。那我们要来看的是《使徒行传》的第十二章。
In Acts chapter 12, verse 11, this is when Peter was miraculously released from prison.
那这里十二章这里讲到的是彼得如何能够奇迹般的从监牢当中被放出来。
You may recall the early church was having a prayer meeting. They prayed that Paul would be saved, or excuse me, Peter.Make sure I say Peter. Peter would be released from prison, and the Lord answered their prayer.
大家可能记得在早期的教会，他们就在那里为着彼得有这样一个祷告聚会，为的是让彼得能够从监牢当中被释放出来。
And it says, when Peter came to himself, now that he's out of jail, he said, Now I know for certain that the Lord has sent his angel, and he delivered me from the hand of Herod and from...all the expectation of the Jewish people. So when he had considered this, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying.
那这里讲到的是彼得从监牢当中出来之后，他醒悟过来说，我现在真知道主差遣他的使者，救我脱离希律的手和犹太百姓一切所盼望的。想了一想，就往那称呼马可的约翰他母亲玛利亚家去，在那里有好些人聚集祷告。
And since we're already in this chapter, we can jump down to verse 25, and it says, And Barnabas and Saul returned from Jerusalem when they had fulfilled their ministry, and they took also with them John, whose surname was Mark.
那下面我们要来看二十五节，那里讲到说，巴拿巴和扫罗办完了他们供给的事，就从耶路撒冷回来，带着称呼马可的约翰同去。
What we see in these few verses is that John Mark was surrounded by Christ-centered people.
那借着刚才的几节，我们发现约翰马可他的周围有一些以基督为中心的人。
His family was Christ-centered.
他的家人都是以基督为中心的。
And the friends of the family were Christ-centered.
并且他的朋友、他的亲人们也都是以基督为中心的。
I want to start by looking at his mother.
那开始的时候，我们要来看一看他的母亲。
It's often easy to remember her name. Her name is Mary.
那常常我们很容易记得她的名字，因为她的名字就是玛利亚。
It doesn't say anything about Mary's husband.
但却没有提到玛利亚她的丈夫。
We can't know for sure what happened to Mary's husband, but it's very likely she was a widow.
我们并不能确信她的丈夫到底怎样，但很有可能她是一个寡妇。
But we know that he's not mentioned.
但我们知道她的丈夫并没有被提及到。
And you see a woman here who's in a very difficult time of her life.
但你看到在这里有一个妇人，她在人生当中一段非常艰难的时间。
The whole world is in turmoil.
当时整个的世界都充满了混乱。
Her life is in turmoil.
她自己的生活也在混乱当中。
And she does one thing.
但她做的只有一件事。
She makes her household available to God's people.
她让自己的家能够向着神的子民敞开。
Some people believe that it quite possibly could have even been her upper room that was used for the Last Supper.
有些人甚至相信也许就是玛利亚她楼上的房间是用来为主预备了最后的晚餐。
It makes sense. There's not a lot of homes that have a space for so much of the Christian gatherings as this.
因为之所以大家这么想是当时没有这么多的房子足够大能够聚集这么多的基督徒。
So here was a woman who made sure that she didn't grieve in her widowhood, that she didn't go away into the distance, but she became the forefront of the early church by making what she had available to God's people.
那我们看到这里有一个妇人，她没有因着自己所经历的是个寡妇而在这里自怨自艾，而是她能够站在最前排，把她一切所有的都献上，能够为当时的基督徒所用。
And I always like to take the opportunity to be very practical.
那我常常想要把事情讲得非常的实际。
When we consider home buying, when we consider car buying, do we consider God's people?
当我们来买房买车的时候我们是不会想到神的儿女呢
There's so many lists of what to look for in a home.
我们买房子的时候会列一个清单要这个要那个
There's so many things that we can do a checklist to see what is appropriate, what checklist do I follow to buy a car.
那我们买车也是一样列一个清单我买车的时候要注意哪些点
Mary had one checklist.
玛利亚只有一个清单
How can I give to God's people.
我如何能够来供应神的儿女的所需?
How can I be available?
我如何能够成为他们可用的?
And her son saw it.
他的儿子看到了这一点。
Her son learned from it.
并且从此当中有所学习。
She not only gave of her household, but her household was in order.
不仅她的家是敞开的,并且在当中秩序井然。
We see that she had an obedient son.
我们看到他有一个顺从的儿子。
You can write this down if you're taking notes, because we don't have time. But she was a woman of the word. She probably read Psalm 37.
大家可以记一下，也许他是一个读圣经的人，他也许读了这个诗篇的37篇。
Psalm 37, and we're not going to read it. Psalm 37 is just the heritage of the righteous.
诗篇37篇那里讲到是义人必承受地土。
If you want to know how to have a household that is prosperous in the Lord, read, believe, act on Psalm 37.
如果你想要让你的家在主的当中得以在主的眼前得以丰富，请大家去来认真的研读默想诗篇三十七篇。
Psalm 112, the same.
同样的，也可以读诗篇一百一十二篇。
Proverbs, all the proverbs are so rich.
箴言是何等的丰富。
You know, there's so many self-help books out there. There's so much advice out there. The internet just has advice after advice. We only need one book. We only need one book, and it's the Word of God.
那这世界上有这么多的这种劝人向善的书籍，我们在网上也可以找到各种各样人所给出的建议，但我们只需要一本书，就是圣经。
I can't help but think that John Mark's mom knew Proverbs 29.
我没有办法想象约翰马可他的父亲他的母亲不知道这个箴言二十九篇。
I looked at just a few verses in Proverbs 29. Verse 15 says, "The rod and rebuke give wisdom." But a child left to himself brings shame to his mother. 17. Correct your son, and he will give you rest. Yes, he will give delight to your soul.
那我就简单的读几节二十九章十五节那里讲到说，杖打和责备能加增智慧，放纵的儿子使母亲羞愧。管教你的儿子，十七节，管教你的儿子，他就使你得安息，也必使你心里喜乐。
John Mark's mother's home was available because John Mark was a disciplined young man.
约翰马可他的母亲的家能够敞开，因为他自己就是一个顺从的孩子。
He was a delight to her soul.
他对母亲来说能够让母亲的心里喜乐。
One of the best ways you can preach the gospel is to have disciplined children.
有一个很好的能够来传福音的方法，就是有一个顺从的孩子。
When you're in public and parents are pulling their hair out, trying to figure out what to do with their children, and they see an obedient child, they can't help but think, how do they do that?
那如果说一对父母他们在这个公共的场合自己在这里抓耳挠腮，不明白如何管教好自己的孩子，却能够看到这样一个顺服乖巧的孩子的时候，他们一定会去来问对方的父母，你是如何做到的？
We need to have our households in order.
我们的家里要秩序井然。
Grandparents, and some of you might be saying, well, that time is past. But grandparents, pray for your children as they raise your grandchildren.
对于做爷爷奶奶的来说，你可能会觉得我的时间早已经过去了，但是请你为你自己的儿女祷告，好叫他们知道有智慧如何抚养他们的下一代。
I remember very clearly when we would be at my mother-in-law's house and one of our children would have to be disciplined.
我记得有一次我们在我们的岳母的家里，我们的一个孩子在那里要受到管教。
It took everything in her power not to say anything.
那当时他能够不说话是实在不容易。
She wanted to say, it's okay, it's okay.
他实在想说、啊、没关系，没关系。
Don't take him to the back room.
不要把他带到后面的小房子里。
Because she knew the spanking stick was going with us.
他可能会知道我们带着一个打屁股用的小棍。
Even though a loving heart of a grandmother would have loved to have stopped it, she was obedient to the word of God and allowed the parents to take the children out and correct them.
即便那个祖母她的心中这样的充满爱，但仍然她学了顺从，而把这个管教孩子的事情交给父母。
That's the heritage of the righteous.
这是那义人所承受的。
That's how a household can be in order.
这是如何一个家能够有秩序。
You know, we see that even John Mark's mother, Mary's servant girl was part of the prayer meeting.
那我们甚至看到这个约翰·摩可他的妈妈玛利亚他的使女也在这个祷告聚会里边。
Remember Rhoda was the one that went and answered the door, saw Peter, slammed the door on his face and went back and said, Peter's here.
大家记得吗？就是这个使女罗大，她在那里听到有敲门的，过去为保罗开了门，结果又把门关上，然后回去告诉大家说彼得在这里了。
You know, it would be very easy for Mary to have said, you know, Rhoda, she's a Greek servant girl.
也许玛利亚能够说这个罗大他是一个希腊的人。
She's not one of us.
他不是我们当中的。
She just serves.
他只不过是在这里服侍我们的。
But her household brought even the servant girl Rhoda into the life of Christ.
然而他的家却甚至把这样一个使女罗大带到了基督的祷告聚会里边。
And if we were to continue reading in Proverbs 29, you see, he who delicately brings up his servant from childhood will have him as a son in the end.
如果我们继续来读这个箴言的二十九章后边又讲到说，人将仆人从小教养，这仆人必终究成了他的儿子。
You know,We may not have servants. I don't know about you. I don't have servants in my house.
我不知道大家怎么样，但我自己家里没有一个仆人。
But you know, I do go to the grocery store, and people do sack my groceries.
那我去买食物的时候，他们会帮我来整理。
And when I watch them do it, do I say, "Oh, don't put the vegetables underneath"? Oh.
那我就看到他们在做的时候，我说，你不要把这个蔬菜放在下边。
Oh, don't, plastic, not a paper. Oh.
我看到不要放这个塑料。
You know, or do we love?
还是我们爱。
Do we engage them in conversation?
还是我们与他们有交谈。
Do we take the moment to say, the Lord bless you?
我们是不是花一点时间来说，愿主祝福你。
Do we do that at work?
在工作当中呢。
You know, we all have group projects now.
我们现在都有这种以组为单位的项目。
And have you ever noticed when there's group projects, there's only one person that knows what they're doing and it's you?
你有没有发现好像每一次在遇到这种小组的项目的时候，好像只有一个人知道到底什么在发生，那个人常常是你自己。
It's always that way. Oh, I have to work with them.
啊，你总是觉着啊，我要跟他们一起来做工。
Oh, why can't I just do it by myself?
为什么我不能自己来就把这个事完成
？I can say that because I hated group projects.
我之所以这样说，是因为我实在不喜欢这种小组的项目。
Because I wasn't tiny, I was big.
因为我不是那个微小的，我很大。
Do we love our group project people into the Lord?
我们是不是愿意这个小组的项目当中的人都能够被带到主的面前？
You know, John Mark had a wonderful upbringing.
约翰马可他受到的教养是非常的好的。
And for those of you that have had a wonderful upbringing, thank the Lord for that.
如果你从小受到很好的教养，为此感谢神。
If you didn't, thank the Lord you've met the Lord, and your family can become a household like Mary.
如果你从小没有这样的经历的话，感谢主，今天你认识了神，可以让你的家成为如玛利亚的家一样的家。
I've had people say to me, well, I didn't have the upbringing you had.
有人曾对我说，说我从小受的教养与你不一样。
Well, today is the day that your household becomes a household for Christ.
那今天就是这样的时间，让你的家能够成为基督的家。
Read the Proverbs.
来读一读箴言。
Read the Psalms.
读一读诗篇。
And obey them.
顺从。
And much blessing will come upon your household.
相信祝福必大大的加在你的家中。
I do want to say one of the warnings about a good upbringing.
那我也要讲到一些关于受到良好教养给我们的一些警醒。
It's easy to become self-righteous.
因为我们很容易因此而自义。
John Mark could have very easily said, why do people act this way? Why don't they act the way they should?
约翰马可他可以说为什么人都这样呢？他为什么不应该照着所当做的去做呢？
A good upbringing can cause us to be self-righteous.
一个良好的教养会让我们容易自义。
And we don't want to ever allow that to come forth. It's like the Pharisee who said, thank you, Lord, that I'm not a sinner like this tax collector.
那我们实在不愿这件事情发生在我们身上。如果大家记得的话，那里有一个法利赛人向主祷告的时候说，主啊，感谢你让我不像这个税吏一样如此污秽。
Well, for time's sake, we need to move on. They had an interesting house guest in Mary's house, a regular.
那我们为着时间的原因要继续往下。我们在这里看到在玛利亚的家中有一些常常相聚的人。
And his name was Peter.
那个人就是彼得。
We know he was a regular because he knew where to go after he was released from prison.
我们知道他常常在玛利亚的家中聚会，因为当他从监牢当中出来的时候，他知道要去到那里。
What a blessing that John Mark was around Peter.
何等的祝福，因为约翰马可在彼得的身边。
We found out that he becomes very intimate with Peter.
我们看到他与彼得的关系是非常的紧密。
You know, so it's a good warning for all of, or a reminder for all of us.We need to be good mentors.
那这是对我们大家的一个提醒，就是我们要做一个好的导师。
Peter could have said, you know, the little children, they don't need to be around here. We're an apostle. We need more important things to do.
你知道，彼得也许他可以说啊，这些小孩子你们不要在旁边。我们是使徒，我们有很多重要的事要做。
But John Mark was around Christ-centered people.
但约翰马可他能够偎在这些以基督为中心的人的身旁。
Those of you that have children, but even for yourself, write this verse down. Proverbs 13:20.
那些有孩子的，我希望你能够把下面的这一节经节写下，就是在箴言的13:20.
He who walks with wise men will be wise, but the companion of fools will be destroyed.
与智慧人同行的必得智慧，和愚昧人作伴的必受亏损。
Pray for our children when they're at school that they would walk with the wise.
我们愿为儿女们祷告，他们在学校里面的时候能够与智慧的人同行。
There are exceptions to this rule, but more often than not, children are interested in the naughty ones.
那虽然有一些例外，但常常孩子们喜欢跟那些调皮的人在一起。
The naughty ones at school always seem to be having the fun.
好像那些调皮的人在学校里面，他们是最快乐、最有趣的。
It takes a lot of prayer and a lot of discipline to encourage our children to walk with the wise.
需要很多的祷告，也需要很多的智慧，能够来教导我们的孩子们与那些智慧人同行。
But same thing with us.
同样，我们也一样。
At work.
在工作当中。
Do we like hanging out with the person that might help us get the next raise?
我们是不是常常喜欢那些跟那些能够帮助我们得到下一个升职的人在一起呢？
Outwardly, it always looks like the ones that are serving the world are getting ahead.
从外面的眼光来看，好像那些在服侍这个世界的人，他们总是能够走在前边。
But that's not the case.
但在主的面前不是如此。
Another regular in the household was Barnabas.
另外一个常常在这个家中聚集的就是巴拿巴。
Now, if I had much more time, I'd spend a lot of time on Barnabas. I love Barnabas.
如果有时间的话，我实在愿意花很多的时间来讲巴拿巴，因为我实在非常喜欢巴拿巴。
Now, the translation's interesting. Barnabas was either a cousin or an uncle.
那这个翻译有时候非常有趣。巴拿巴要不然是叔叔，要不然是一个外甥。
To John Mark.
是就是讲到约翰马可他们的关系。
The translation's a little difficult to know exactly. But if anything, he was like an older cousin who acted as an uncle.
那如这个翻译让我们不太明白，但我们知道约翰马可跟巴拿巴他们之间的关系非常的紧密。巴拿巴似乎像是约翰马可他的叔叔一样来照管他。
Similar to Mordecai and Esther's relationship in the Old Testament.
就好像莫迪改跟以斯帖在旧约当中的关系一样。
Well, a verse in Psalm stood out to me, Psalm 112, that describes Barnabas.
在诗篇112篇那里有一节讲到巴拿巴。
Barnabas, I believe, starting with verse 5, was a good man who deals graciously and he gives. He will guide his affairs with discretion. He has freely given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His horn will be exalted in honor.
我相信这里讲到的呢，就是像巴拿巴这样的人。第五节刚开始那里讲到，像巴拿巴这样施恩与人、借贷与人的，这人事事顺利。他被审判的时候要诉明自己的冤。第九节，他施舍钱财，周济贫穷，他的仁义存到永远。
Now Barnabas comes onto the scene of the early church in Acts chapter 4.
那巴拿巴出现的时候是在教会的初期，在《使徒行传》第四章那里。
His story is kind of a bridge from chapter 4 to chapter 5 in Acts. It's the last two verses.
那他的故事好像就是在第四章的最后，在那里像一个桥梁一样连通了第四和第五章。
Verse 36 says, And Joseph, who was also named Barnabas by the apostles, which is translated son of encouragement, a Levite of the country of Cyprus, having land, sold it,and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet.
36节讲到有一个利未人生在塞浦路斯名叫约瑟使徒称他为巴拿巴巴拿巴翻出来就是劝慰子他有田地也卖了把价银拿来放在使徒脚前
There was a lot of description and a lot of phrases there. We'll just cut to the chase. He sold his land and he gave it to the church.
刚才我们读到了很多的描述，但我们要直入中心。他卖了田地，然后把价钱放在使徒脚前。
Barnabas gave to the church, he gave to his family, and he gave to John Mark one of the greatest lessons, one of the greatest practices one can ever give to the church or to and or to his family.
那巴拿巴在这里所给予他的家庭、给予教会、给予约翰马可的，是他所能够给予的一个最好的教训。
Barnabas gave all，
就是他把自己所有的都拿了出来。
You're going to see from this point on, money does not have a hold on Barnabas。
那从此我们会能够知道，金钱在巴拿巴里面一无所有。
Barnabas becomes a free man。
巴拿巴就成为一个自由的人。
Barnabas becomes a man who can be used by the Lord in so many ways.
那巴拿巴就成为一个主能够大大使用的人。
And how is he able to do that?
他是如何能够这样做到的呢？
In this one act, and I say this very, I want to say this right. By the Lord's grace, by the Lord's mercy, he defeated the spirit of Mammon.
借着神的恩典和怜悯，巴拿巴能够胜过马门的灵。
And I wanted to make a point there because no man is a match for Mammon.
那我想要说的就是，没有一个人能够胜过马门。
Money and the seeking for riches is the most powerful evil spirit man will ever face.
金钱，并且对钱财的渴望是最邪恶的一个人能够面对的最邪恶的灵和挑战。
This is not scriptural, but in church history, writers like John Milton, who wrote Paradise Lost and the early fathers, they said Mammon is a fallen angel. Mammon is a fallen angel. It had to be a relative, a closest relative of Lucifer, of Satan.
这个虽然在圣经上没有记载，但在早期的教会，在教会的当中，很多的走在前边的弟兄姐妹，弟兄们都是这样说。他说，马门他是一个堕落的天使，他可能与路西佛有非常紧密的关系。
See, the reason Mammon is so powerful, riches, the desire for riches is so powerful, is it is one of Satan's greatest counterfeits.
之所以马门或者是对财富的渴望会这么的有能，是因为他是与撒旦在一起的。
This is so important, I'm going to spend a little time on it. In Colossians, let's turn to Colossians chapter 1, verse 15.
那这个是如此的重要，所以我们要花一点时间，请大家与我一起来看哥罗西书的第一章十五节。
When you turn to Colossians 1:15, you'll see that this is a very familiar set of verses. It really speaks of the preeminence of Christ. This is God's eternal purpose 101.
如果大家翻到那里的话，会看到这一章我们是如此的熟悉，因为这里讲到的是神永远的旨意。
And you're going to ask probably, what does this have to do with money? I'll explain when we're done reading. Colossians 1:15 through 18. Christ is the image of the invisible God. He is the firstborn over all creation. For by Christ all things were created that are in the heaven and that are on the earth, visible and invisible.Whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through him and for him. Christ is before all things, and in him all things consist. He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may have preeminence.
也许你会问，这跟马门有什么关系？但我读完之后会为大家讲解。爱子基督是那不能看见之神的像，是首生的，在一切被造的以先，因为万有都是靠他基督造的，无论是天上的、地上的，能看见的、不能看见的，或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，一切都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。基督在万有之先，万有也靠他而立，他也是教会全体之首，他是原始，是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。
These verses are the verses that cut Satan right in the heart.
这些经节是何等的有力，能够植入撒旦的心。
This is the very opposite of what our enemy wants.
因为这与我们的仇敌所想要的完全相反。
All things summed up in Christ.
凡事在基督里同居同归为一。
The preeminence of Christ.
讲到他在凡事上居首位。
And Satan wants a counterfeit. He wants a replacement for Christ.
而撒旦他却是想要来取代基督的。
And there is only one thing that can get even close to the counterfeit of Christ. And that's money.
只有一件事情能够如此的接近甚至取代基督，那这件事就是钱财。
We could talk family, we could talk entertainment, we could talk so many things that are of interest.
我们能够讲到我们的家人，我们能够讲到各种各样娱乐的项目，我们能够讲到各种各样我们所感兴趣的事。
But Mammon is the greatest of the fallen angels, and it's money.
但马门却是那堕落的天使当中最有能的一个，那讲到的就是钱财。
And if we're honest with ourselves, until we're released from the spirit of Mammon, money drives our decisions.
如果我们对自己诚实的话，直到我们能够从钱财当中来被释放出来，得以自由，这个事情钱财来决定了我们很多事情。
We talked about buying houses. Well, do I buy a house? Well, of course not. The interest rates are too high.
如果我们讲到买房子的话，现在要不要买吗？哦，当然不会买，因为现在的这个利率如此的高。
Do I buy a grand?A minivan so I can bring many saints to the fellowship. No, they're really expensive right now.
我们是不是要买一个这个箱型车，能够带很多的圣徒一起来聚会呢？不会的，因为现在这个车子太贵了。
Many over in that other building right now are trying to decide which college to go to.
很多现在在那边那个聚会的孩子们在决定他们要去到哪一所大学。
Many of you in here might be thinking about going back to school or in, well, how much money am I going to get from the state? How much money can I get from this grant? How much, you know, all of these decisions based on money. What's going to be my return? Do I get a master's? Is it going to be a good return?
那也许现在在座的也有想要回到学校去读书的，我们就会考虑啊，从州里我能得到多少的资助？我到底放下这么多钱，我应该得到多少的回报？我要读一个学士学位吗？还是要怎么样？
Money is so entrenched into our very being that we can't help but that be preeminent.
因为钱财好像在我们的生活当中占了如此重要的地位，我们没有办法拒绝让它在凡事上居首位。
There's so many stories that I could share.
我还能讲很多很多的例子。
But Barnabas is a beautiful story.
但巴拿巴的故事却是如此的美好。
There was no greater testimony that he could give the early church or that he could give John Mark than to be freed from mammon.
他所能够给马可、给约翰、给前期的教会所提供的没有比这更好的例子了，因为他见证了自己能够来胜过钱财，与钱财无关。
And brothers and sisters, especially husbands and wives, if you can get on the same page and ask the Lord to free you from mammon, you will see your life change, your family's life change. You will see a heritage of righteousness coming in.
弟兄姐妹，丈夫和妻子们，如果你们能够同心合意地来到主的面前，为此而求，让你们的生活能够从钱财当中得以自由的话，你会看到在你的生活里边，在你的家庭当中会有何等大的祝福。
But remember, you're no match for the enemy.
但请大家记得，我们是没有办法来胜过这个仇敌的。
What's going to happen is you're going to get a little bit of victory in this.
会发生的是什么呢？就是也许你会有一点小小的得胜。
And then a pipe is going to break in your house.
然后呢，立刻你的家中就会有一个水管就爆了。
Or your transmission's going to go.
或者是你的这个变电器就会坏掉。
And your first thought is, Lord, do we have the money?
你第一个想法就会问，主啊，我们有没有钱来换，来修呢？
Trust the Lord.
相信神。
Make him preeminent.
让他来居首位。
And allow him to defeat the spirit of mammon.
让他来胜过那马门的邪灵。
And this is one of John Mark's mentors and family members.
这是约翰马可他在最早所给众人的这个见证。
We also see that he comes in contact with this man Paul.
我们也看到他与保罗有一些接纳。
And it was because of his discipline, his obedience,and his responsibility that Paul asked John Mark to be an assistant.
那也许是因着看到这个孩子他是如此的顺从，如此的受过教训，保罗让约翰马可跟他一起。
And he became an assistant to a man of vision.
那约翰马可就成为了一个有异象之人的助手。
Without vision, the people perish.
若无异象的话，民就放肆。
John Mark connected himself with a man who had a heavenly vision.
约翰马可是与这些有天上的异象的人在一起相聚的。
Who do we connect ourselves with?
我们平时与谁相聚呢？
Men who have and women who have business vision.
是不是与那些有非常有商业头脑的人？
School vision.
或者是知道该如何申请学校的人？
Vision that's set aside for a little while I take care of what's good for me and my family.
或者是这个意向先放在一边，然后先管好自己家里的事。
Well, all of this was a great beginning for Mark, John Mark.
这些对约翰马可来说都是一个很好的开始。
But we see he falters.
但很快我们就看到他跌倒。
He comes to the cross.
他就来到十字架的前边。
He was an obedient son.
他是一个顺从的儿子。
A faithful cousin or nephew.
他是一个非常忠心的侄子。
He was obviously a diligent assistant.
他也是一个非常努力工作的仆人。
I just want to emphasize that. He gets to be the assistant to the greatest missionary journey in history.
那我想让大家知道，就是他能够作为一个在历史上最杰出的这个宣教旅程当中的一个助手是何等的不容易。
But I dare say he was an assistant, not yet a bondservant.
但我要说的是他是一个助手但他并不是一个奴仆。
In Pamphylia, the heritage, the mentorship, the encouragement, the adventure was not enough.
在庞菲利亚，他自己的血统，他所受到各样的鼓励，他的顺从，甚至这段旅程都不能够让他继续往前。
Something happened and it shook him.
有件事情发生，震撼了他。
We don't know what it was.
我们不知道那是到底是什么。
Scholars and commentators have put a lot of ideas together, and I think they're good.
很多的学者他们为此有很多的想法，我觉得他们说的可能都对。
When they went up into Asia Minor, it was a very mountainous area. They landed, and all of a sudden, mountains.
那他们去到小亚细亚那里的时候，那里是群山遍地遍布的一个地段，所以他们就看到很多的山。
And everyone knew what these mountains meant.
那每个人都知道这些山所意味着是什么。
You had to travel through the mountains on precarious trails.
你就要走这些山间的小路。
And there were robbers and thieves everywhere.
在那里也遍布着各样的劫匪。
Now a good assistant is going to say, I know we don't have a whole lot of money.
如果是一个好的助手的话，他会说我们并没有什么钱。
And Uncle Barnabas, I'm glad you have given all.
巴拿巴叔叔，我很感谢你，因为你把自己的钱都已经捐掉了。
But it's kind of my job to hold on to the money.
但是好像是我的责任要来管好我们的钱财。
And this isn't the best place to go.
但这个地方明显不是一个好的去处。
It was a good heart.
他可能充满了好心。
But maybe that's what made him a little scared.
但也许正是这份心让他心中充满了担忧和恐惧。
You know, another thing that could have kind of bothered him is watching all these Gentiles being saved.
另外一件可能让他受到搅耳的是因为看到很多的外邦人得救。
You know, John Mark was a good Jewish boy.
约翰·马可他是一个很好的犹太男孩。
He thought that the Jews had cornered the market on Christianity.
他认为犹太人是整个基督教当中的中心。
I don't know if you've ever felt this way, but you do everything right, and then you see a sinner like a Roman consul in Crete being saved, or Cyprus, being saved. It might cause you to be a little indignant.
我不知道你会不会这么想，但如果你自己是一个非常好的人，但突然看到在希腊，在塞浦路斯有这样一个有一个将军他得了救，也许会让你里边受到搅扰。
You know, Paul, I thought we were going to the synagogues.
保罗，我以为我们要去的是这些教堂。
Well, we are, but we've been rejected, and we're going to the Gentiles.
是的，我们曾经去过，但我们被拒绝了。我们现在要到外邦人当中。
We're going into the back alleys.
我们要到那些后院当中。
We're going to talk to people that aren't the best of citizens, the best of people.
我们要去跟那些并不是最好的人民来讲话。
You know, maybe John Mark was a little shaken by being saved by faith alone.
也许马可他受到一些挑战，他也许并不是完全的相信靠着信，单靠着信就能得救。
You know, being a good boy my whole life, and it doesn't mean anything compared to just having faith alone.
我从小到大一直都是这样一个非常受到好的非常好的男孩，但这些与信相比一文都不值。
Well, I think we could fill in the blank. What is it that keeps us from going on?
我想我们可以自己来把中间填满，到底是什么让他不能够继续往前。
This is the crisis moment in John Mark's life. This is the cross.
那这就是约翰·马可他的十字架。
And he said, I don't think I'm ready for the cross.
那我们看到他好像在说，我还没有预备好来背十字架。
So we read in Acts 15 verses 36. We've read it already, but I'm going to read it again. Then after some days, Paul said to Barnabas, Let us now go back and visit our brethren in every city where we have preached the word of the Lord and see how they're doing. So this is the second journey. We've had a successful first journey. Paul says, Hey, Barnabas, let's go back. Let's check on everyone that we've talked to in the first journey. Now Barnabas was determined to take with them John called Mark.But Paul insisted that they should not take with them the one who had departed them in Pamphylia and had not gone on with them to the work. Then the contention became so sharp that they parted from one another. And so Barnabas took Mark and sailed to Cyprus. But Paul chose Silas and departed, being commended by the brethren to the grace of God. And he went through Syria and Cilicia, strengthening the churches.
我们刚才已经读过，但现在我还要再读一下，就是在《使徒行传》15章36节开始那里讲到，过了些日子，保罗对巴拿巴说：“ 我们可以回到从前宣传主道的过程，看望弟兄们情况如何。这里好像保罗就是说，嘿，巴拿巴，我们一起去看一看弟兄姐妹到底怎么样了，来跟他们再有一些联系。然后巴拿巴有意要带称呼马可的约翰同去，但保罗因为马可从前在庞菲利亚离开他们，不和他们同去做工，就以为不可以带他去。于是二人起了争论，甚至彼此分开。巴拿巴带着马可坐船往塞浦路斯去，保罗拣选了希拉也出去，蒙弟兄们把他交于主的恩中，他就走遍叙利亚基利家，坚固众教会。
Brothers and sisters, this is a big problem.
弟兄姐妹，这里有一个很大的问题。
Our mighty men of faith, our early church outgoing, our first great missionary journey, our reach out to the Gentiles, everything going so well, and in one moment, split. Splitsville.
那我们看到当时的这里有一个非常成功的第一次的宣教，也许是历史上最成功的，然而突然到了这里就一下分开了。
If you spend any time in the church, things like this are going to happen.
如果你在教会当中待有一段的时间的话，会发现如此一般的事情会发生的。
And sometimes it's over the silliest thing.
有的时候发生是因为一些非常微小愚蠢的事情。
This one could be considered silly, but to Paul and Barnabas, it obviously was not.
也许我们认为他们所分开的原因是如此的愚蠢，但对保罗和巴丹巴来说却非如此。
Barnabas is saying encouragement.
巴拿巴好像在这里说我们要鼓励他。
Paul is saying vision.
保罗却说异象。
And they can't come to terms and they split.
当他们分开的时候彼此并不能认同。
Huge problem.
很大的一个问题。
God loves big problems.
神喜欢大的问题。
He really does.
神实在是这样的。
I'm not saying that irreverently because this is when the Lord can begin to work.
我不是带着一个不崇敬的心说这样的话，但正是遇到大问题的时候，神能够开始他的工作。
You know, we wonder, you know, who's the Lord working? Oh, he's working in John Mark's life. Definitely working in John Mark's life.
我们要问，哦，神到底是怎么做工的呢？他一定是在约翰马可的生活里边、生命里边来做工。
I think it's sad. A lot of people think, oh, you know, well, poor Barnabas. You really never hear of him again.
我们也许会说啊，这个可怜的巴拿巴，从此之后你看不到他的名字了。
He was obviously in the wrong because you don't hear of him, but all you hear of Paul going forward.
因为再往下的话，我们就看到全都是讲到保罗，巴拿巴的名字就慢慢减少。
The Lord is working in every single brother's life in this story.
然而在这个故事当中，神却在每一个弟兄的心中来做工。
Because all of us have to have the experience that Job had.
因为我们都要有同约伯一般那样的经历。
You know, I know many people that are very good and patient about going through the book of Job.
我知道在座有很多的弟兄姐妹非常的有耐心能够来读约伯记。
Patience isn't my strength.
但耐心并不是我的强项。
So I tend to jump to the end.
所以我做的就是跳到最后。
Where I find one of my favorite verses.
那里有我最喜欢的一节圣经。
When Job in all his suffering,When he's completely undone, and he says in chapter 42 to the Lord, I have heard of you by the hearing of my ear, just like John Mark had, but now my eyes see you. Therefore, I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes.
在这里，约伯他经过所有的磨难，他自己完全被打倒了之后，他如此说。我从前风闻有你，好像约翰马可也这样听过主一样，而现在亲眼看见你，因此我厌恶自己，在尘土和炉灰中懊悔。
See what's happened is this group has been sent out by the Holy Spirit.
看到这里有这样一群人，他们是被圣灵所差遣的。
But sometimes, and I'm not going to talk about the brothers in this passage. I don't know, but I know in my own life I might be sent out by the Holy Spirit, but I forget to allow the Holy Spirit.To come along.
那我只能讲自己的经历，就是有的时候，也许是我是被圣灵所差遣的，但我却忘了让圣灵一路的来引领我。
The Holy Spirit needs to be that continued companion, that continued encourager.
那个圣灵应当是我一路以来不停的陪伴和不停的鼓励。
So what is Barnabas learning?
那巴拿巴在这里要学的是什么呢？
Maybe he was too lenient.
也许他太过仁慈了。
Maybe he had to learn to be a little tougher on John Mark and not side with John Mark.
也许他应该学习对约翰马可更加严厉一点。
Maybe he was trusting too much in family ties.
也许他对家庭的维系太过信靠了。
I don't know for sure, but Barnabas was named. His name was Son of Encouragement.
那巴拿巴他的名字是劝慰子。
If anyone could solve a problem, if anyone could encourage anyone, he was your man.
如果有人要来能够鼓励别人的话，巴拿巴就是那样的人。
So in Pamphylia, when John Mark said, I think I'm going back to Jerusalem, I think Barnabas went, I got this. John, it's okay.
我想也许在庞菲利亚，当约翰马可说我要回耶路撒冷的时候，也许巴拿巴说没问题，我能够来完成下面的工作。
And he told John Mark, you know, remember when David fled Saul? It's kind of the same thing. You just need to remember that story. Remember this story in the Old Testament? And he just put it all, because he brought all the Son of Encouragement power to John Mark. And he says, what do you think, John? And John said, I'm leaving.
也许可能保巴拿巴在那里就想就鼓励约翰马可说，你记得当时的大卫是如何逃避扫罗吗？没关系的。然后他就在那里不停的来鼓励约翰马可，但是马可却说我要离开。
It must have crushed him.
也许这件事情压倒了他。
Then he goes with John Mark. They end up in Jerusalem, and we find out in Galatians that Barnabas starts siding with the Jews and not encouraging the Gentiles.
那然后他们就一起回到了耶路撒冷，然后我们在哥罗西书那里看到巴拿巴他在那里与犹太人在一起，而不是来鼓励外邦人。
What he saw in himself was the story of the Good Samaritan. He saw himself as the priest and all those who were passing by, the suffering ones.
那我们看到他自己好像是那个好的撒玛利亚人故事当中的那些祭司，他们就来走过了这个受伤的人。
Barnabas came to zero.
巴拿巴他也要变成零。
But when he became zero, he became a true encourager.
但当他微小成零的时候，他却成为真正的劝慰者。
He became one of the most well-known man who gave all apostles to suddenly he disappears.
他就变成那个把自己一切所有的奉献出来那个伟大的基督徒，然后一下就完全没有了自己。
He becomes a hidden man of God.
他成为一个为神而隐藏自己的人。
And I don't want to get into any doctrinal arguments here, but that's why I really want to believe that he wrote Hebrews.
我并不想要来对大家有什么争论，但这是为什么我相信是巴拿巴写了希伯来书。
He became so small that his name isn't even given to a book that he may have written.
他是如此的微小，甚至不愿把自己的名放在他所写的书信当中。
We love Paul, but we owe so much to Barnabas.
我们实在很喜欢保罗，但向着巴拿巴，我们也有很多的亏欠。
Now, what is Paul learning from the situation?
那保罗在这个环境，在这个故事当中，他的学习是什么呢？
Well, no, we don't like to say Paul made any mistakes.
我们不想说保罗犯了什么错。
99% of the people you ask will say, Paul was absolutely right in this situation.
如果你问人的话，99%的人都会告诉你，保罗在这个问题当中是绝对的正确的。
Well, I'm going to be that 1%.
那我要做那剩下的1%。
You know why?
为什么呢
？He's human.
他是个人。
You know, when I was little, I bought a Time magazine because it was a description of the greatest men in the last 2,000 years or something like that. And I love history, so I wanted to read about the greatest men of history.
我在小的时候我买了一本杂志，那上面讲到是在过去的2000年当中最伟大的人。
Paul was number one.
保罗就是第一个。
When we had a little Christian influence still in this country.
当时在这个国家当中，基督徒还是有很大的影响力。
I may have told the story. Anyone know who number two was?
我也许告诉过大家，谁知道在那个名单上第二个是谁？
Jesus.
是耶稣。
Pretty sad, isn't it?
这是
Can you imagine if Paul had read Time magazine?
大家会觉得这是真的是非常的悲哀，不是吗？
But we put him on a pedestal.
但我们把他放到这个。
Well, you know, it's interesting when we read that passage about the second journey.
当我们读到这个第二段的旅程的时候
，Paul says to Barnabas, "Hey, let's go back and retrace our steps and go encourage the saints."
保罗就说：“嘿，让我们一起回去来鼓励这些圣徒们。”
I don't think the Bible makes mistakes.
我不相信圣经会出错。
It didn't say, and the Holy Spirit prompted Paul to go on that second journey.
那里并没有讲说是圣灵催促保罗去到第二段的旅程。
Now, in his permissive will, the Lord blessed that journey.
那在他神所允许的当中祝福了第二段的旅程。
But this was also the journey that Paul said, oh, I'm going to go over here.
但同样也是在这段旅程当中保罗说、啊、我要去到那里。
And it says the Holy Spirit said no.
然后我们看到圣灵说不。
And he says, well, then I'll go over here.
然后他说我要去到这里。
And the Holy Spirit says no.
同样圣灵也说不。
And it was on this journey that Paul had no intention of going to Europe, but it wasn't until he was woken up in a dream, he receives the Macedonian call and says, you're going to Europe.
那同样也是在这一段旅程当中，保罗本来没有意要去到欧洲，但在梦中，他却受到从马其顿来的呼召，然后他才去到那里。
So even Paul had to learn, had a little reminder course here.
那同样保罗在这里也有一个小小的提醒。
And then we've read the verse already, some of the most precious verses in the epistles is when Paul says, welcome John Mark.
那我们刚才也读到了，我觉得在这书信当中最让我得到鼓舞的就是保罗在那里来欢迎约翰马可。
Bring John Mark, he's useful.
那里讲到说请带这约翰马可来因为他与我有益处。
Paul learned forgiveness.
保罗也学会了赦免。
Forgiveness is not a strong suit of someone who has vision.
赦免对于一个非常有意向的人来说可能不是他的特点。
Someone who has vision like Paul, he's going, and if you're not interested, so sad, too bad.
如果像你像保罗一样如此的充满意向他如果要去的话如果你跟不上他会说对不起再见
John Mark was a nobody once he left Paul
当约翰马可离开了保罗之后他就是什么都不是了
And Paul remembered him
然而保罗却记得他
Paul reminded other people to remember him
保罗也记得其他的人来纪念他
Paul saw that John Mark had become a bondservant
保罗看到约翰马可成为一个神爱的奴仆。
Very practically speaking, if we're going to go on with the Lord, if we're going to have an overcoming life, we have to forgive.
那非常实际的来讲，如果我们要来跟随主，如果我们要来跟他一起，那我们要学会赦免。
If Paul had not forgiven John Mark, I don't think his ministry would have been nearly as powerful.
如果保罗没有学会赦免约翰马可的话我相信他的宣教他的一生不会像如此不会像现在这样如此有能力
And what about John Mark?
那约翰马可呢
Well, he learned that as thankful as he was for the upbringing for the thankfulness of everything that he was given he had to go lower
那我想他明白即便他受过如此好的教育如此多的鼓励但他仍然要学会微笑
It couldn't be his mom's faith
不能是他妈妈的信仰。
It couldn't have been Barnabas's or Peter's or Paul's.
也不能是巴拿巴的或彼得的或保罗的。
It had to be his own.
必须得是他自己的。
And he saw himself as an utter failure.
他看到自己是那个大大的失败的人。
Write this down, don't turn to it because of time. Psalm 37 verse 24. Psalm 37 verse 24.
诗篇37篇24节请大家记下这个圣经节。
If you've stumbled like John Mark, if you're in the midst of stumbling, stumbling in the past, or if you know you're going to stumble in the future, this verse, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand.
如果你像约翰马可一样曾经跌倒过或你知道将来一定也会跌倒这里我想请大家一定记住义人的脚步被耶和华立定他的道路耶和华也喜爱他虽失脚也不至全身扑倒因为耶和华用手搀扶他
And because of his turning back because of his repentance as I've said already we could read the verses but Paul says welcome him love him he's a fellow laborer no longer an assistant he's a laborer a fellow laborer
那我因为马可他能够如此的悔改我们看到后来保罗对他说你们要欢迎他要爱他他看到他不再是一个助手而是一个与主来同工的
We see at the eve of John Mark's life he gets connected again with Peter
我们也看到约翰马可他能够再一次与彼得也联系在一起。
He becomes very useful to Peter in Babylon, in the dispersion of the Jews over in the Middle East.
那就在这个巴比伦的时候，在中东的时候，他就能够与彼得在一起，来那里传福音。
And it says in 1 Peter, we'll read this one, 1 Peter 5:13. Peter says, She who is in Babylon, elect together with you, greets you. And so does Mark, my son. Greet one another with a kiss of love.
那我们要来读的是在彼得前书五章十三节那里，彼得说，在巴比伦与你们同盟拣选的教会问你们安，我儿子马可也问你们安，你们要用爱心彼此亲嘴问安。
John Mark didn't have a dad.
约翰马可没有父亲。
But Peter says, John Mark, my son.
但彼得却说，约翰马可是我的儿子。
And you know what these two men suddenly had in common?
你知道这两个人有什么相同的吗？
Failure.
他们都失败过。
You know, Peter wanted to tell John Mark about all his mistakes as a disciple, all of his failures.
那彼得好像就在这里要向马可来说，他作为使徒的时候各种各样的失败。
And without the cross, without his own failure, John Mark would have taken the notes going, yeah, that was really bad, Peter.
那如果没有经过十字架的话，马可也许会就在自己的笔记本上记着，哦，是的，彼得，你这个经历实在是太坏了。
You really did that?
你真的这样做过吗？
Can we clean it up a little bit? Maybe not quite so many mistakes?
我们是不是能把这个书稍微的来写得好一点，也许不记载这么多的错误。
But John Mark was able, with a tear in his eye, to say, Amen, I've been there.
也许马可却能够眼含着泪水说 Amen, 我也曾经犯过这些错。
I had it all and I failed.
我曾经这样的失败过。
Peter, I get it.
彼得，我明白你说的。
I get what it means to be broken.
我知道你所说的人要破碎是什么。
And while they're doing this, they're traveling all over the world.
当他们如此做的时候，他们也是在各地来旅行。
John Mark was went as far as Babylon, went as far west as Rome. He was all over the place.
那马可他去到过巴比伦，他也去到过罗马，他在各地来旅行。
The Lord, remember, he abandoned the journey, but he ends up going on a journey of a lifetime in the end.
记得吗？他曾经离开过这样的旅程，然而在余生，他却致力于这样的一段旅程当中。
The Lord redeems.
神能够得胜。
And as he's listening to Peter and he's writing down, John Mark and Peter together, two broken men, write the first gospel, the gospel of Mark.
当这两个人在一起的时候，他们能够一起来彼此交通，然后两人就一起写下了第一本福音书，就是马可福音。
Mark becomes the backbone of all the other gospels.
马可就成为其他福音书的那个根基。
Luke, Matthew, John, all of it fits on the backbone, the pillar of the book of Mark.
路加、马太、约翰，其他的福音书就能够建立在马可福音这样的一个根基、这个柱石的上面。
For years and years, I've asked people, just as a fun little party question, what's your favorite gospel?
那有很多的年就是在这个聚会的时候，我会问其他人，你最喜欢的福音书是什么？
And all the beauty of John.
大家都会说啊，约翰福音何等的美好。
All the sermons of Matthew and the way it all just comes together and is so orderly.
啊，你看在马太福音当中，主所讲的各篇的道多么的好。
Luke, the Son of Man, God becoming the Son of Man.
路加就是在那里讲到人，神子成了人。
You can correct me later, but I haven't met anyone say, I like Mark.
你可能你可以来纠正我，但我很少听到有人说啊，我喜欢马可。
You know, I just like no fluff.
我就是喜欢这样平淡无奇。
No background story.
没有任何的背景故事。
It's just this happened, this happened, this happened, this happened, this happened.
就是讲到这个发生，那个发生，这个发生，那个发生。
And it all happened immediately.
并且立刻都发生。
It becomes the backbone. Because Mark saw in Peter the importance of being a bond servant.
但他却能够成为这样的一个支柱，因为马可在彼得的身上看到如何做一个爱的奴仆。
Remember I said Mark was the first gospel?
大家记得我说马可福音是第一本吗？
It was the first one written.
那是第一本写成的。
But the Holy Spirit says, but you're going to be second.
但圣灵却说啊，你要做第二。
Matthew, the kingship of Christ, the royalty, the supremacy of Christ. He is king, he is Lord. Matthew, it must come first in our lives. Jesus must be Lord.
马太福音那个讲到主是天，讲到天国，讲到神是王，那个要做第一本。
We heard it around the Lord's table. That is a wonderful thing. He is Lord. He is King. He is Almighty.
我们在饼杯的时候已经听到神是王，他是那个大能的神，全能的主。
And then we want to say, wow, what, how amazing. He became the Son of Man. And look at the power of the Son of Man. Look at the joy of the peace of the Son of Man. All that we read in the book of Luke. The Son of Man, the Son of Man.
然后我们就看到啊，这样一个人，神竟然成为人子，是何等的充满爱。然后我们就看到，在路加福音那里看到神是如何成为人子。
And then the doors of heaven are opened up in the book of John, and we see the Son of God, the beauty, the transcendence, the eternity of the Son of God.
然后天的门好像在约翰福音当中被我们打开，我们就能看到在神的里边的一切的奥秘。
But how do we go from Matthew to these other two precious Gospels?
但我们如何从马太福音到另外两封非常宝贵的福音书呢？
This is the key verse that John Mark wrote along with Peter. Mark 10, verse 44-45.
那这一节圣经就是马可与彼得一同写的那个关键的经节，能够带我们走到后边。
Mark 10, 44, And whoever of you desires to be first shall be a slave of all. For even the Son of Man...did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many.
马可福音十章44-45节，在你们中间谁愿为首，就必做众人的仆人。因为人子来，并不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
If you're like John Mark, and you feel like you're in the doldrums, or you have fallen away, or you don't know where to go from here.
如果你像约翰马可一样，你好像已经失败了，你不知道从此要如何继续向前。
Put yourself in the position of a bondservant.
把自己摆到那爱的奴仆的地位上。
You know, the church has many assistants.
教会有很多的助手。
But it doesn't have many bondservants.
但却没有太多奴仆。
We're a very busy people.
我们都非常的繁忙。
We have a lot to say.
我们好像有很多要说。
But the Lord saying, go lower.
但主却说微小。
Go lower.
自己微小。
And I will raise you up.
然后我要把你升起来。
John Mark quite possibly witnessed most of his mentors' martyrdom.
也许约翰马可看到很多他的前面的导师就为主殉道。
He's come a long way since being afraid in Pamphylia.
他从庞菲利亚那里已经走了很长一段旅程。
He saw his God, the ultimate bondservant.
他看到他的神是那真最最终的爱的奴仆。
And he worshipped him with a whole heart.
他能够全心的来敬拜侍奉他。
May we have that heart.
愿我们同有这样一个分心。
Lord, we are so thankful.
主，我们何等的感恩。
That you do forgive.
因为你是赦免的神。
We're thankful that you have ordered our steps.
我们感谢你，因为你立定我们的脚步。
And that we can delight in your way.
好叫我们在您的道中当中能够得以喜乐。
That though we fall, we shall not be cast down.
即便我们失败，我们也并不被撇下。
And Lord, you uphold us with your hand.
因为主，你的手来扶持我们。
And Lord, we want to use that position of being held up to serve you.
我们若被扶持，我们要来因此来敬拜侍奉你。
To love you with a whole heart.
能够来全心的爱你。
Lord, we pray that you would use all these words this morning to point to one person, Christ.
主，我们愿你用早上我们所讲的这一切都让我们能够来指向基督。
May we have a household that is Christ-centered.
愿我们的家能够成为以基督为中心的家。
May we have a business life, education, academic life that is Christ-centered.
愿我们的事业，愿我们的教育，愿我们的一切都能够以基督为中心。
And may we be bond servants in your church.
愿我们在您的教会的里边也能够做那爱的奴仆。
We ask all this in Jesus' name.
我们如此祷告，是奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.